Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they had an unseen guest at the restaurant. It was a friendly ghost they called Ollie. Then one day it threw something. Was it Ollie or was it something else?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd prefer having an ad-free version of the show, that's available. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber a few different ways. You can go through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy, how's it going today?
Well, it's going good, Carol. I'm ready for a fun, good restaurant ghost story.
I know. I really connect to this woman now, because I used to work in a restaurant. Like, all through college, I waited tables.
Do you think that there are certain restaurants that could not be haunted? Like, you know, we always say Motel 6 would not be haunted. Is there a restaurant chain you go, that will not be haunted?
I kind of think Applebee's.
Like the Olive Garden or Chili's. I can't imagine Chili's is ever haunted.
Applebee's wouldn't be haunted.
No, you couldn't. No, no way is an Applebee's haunted. Cracker Barrel would never be haunted.
I know, like Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's maybe.
Well, here in my town, they're tearing down all the old Wendy's and they're putting up brand new Wendy's. Maybe because all the old ones are haunted.
That's never what I'm thought telling about you. See, I think now. Maybe Wendy's could be.
You know, just fast food restaurants, chain restaurants don't have a haunted feeling to me because most of them are in newer buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love it if somebody worked in a chain restaurant that was haunted
or something.
Would you write in that story and name names?
Because you just don't think like Domino's is scary.
Right. But if you work in a haunted Domino's and you don't want to say Domino's, then code it like, I was at work at a pizza place. Rhymes with Bomino's.
Yeah, exactly.
And then hopefully we'll figure it out. But I would love to know that. Or if somebody worked at, I don't know if I really want to know that. I was going to say if someone worked in a haunted Best Western or a haunted Super 8 or Motel 6 to let us know.
Which we always tease about.
But then where do you stay?
Okay, but I happen to know a restaurant that is not a chain that I do believe is haunted.
Oh my God, yes. Owned by her sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's very haunted.
Exactly. But, and it is not unusual for, you know, things to go flying in the restaurant coming right at you.
And our sister, she tells stories all the time. Like she said a while back, one of her vendors came and there's only the front entrance to bring
things to the
restaurant. They don't have a back door. There's a really big back room.
Yeah. Or if you had to escape, you could go down the stairs and out the really, really haunted basement.
Which I've never even been down because I refuse. But
you I'm going to take you down there when we go.
No,
let's take the equipment and go down there.
Ugh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You've got to do
this. I'm going to think about that because I've never been down there yet. And they've had that restaurant a really, really long time. And so anyways.
You've got to do it.
She was telling me about a story where the vendor came. So she pulled up in her car and was out there for a minute. And then she came in and Cheryl said that she saw her outside. And then the woman came in and she seemed like kind of looking around. And she goes, were you just standing in that doorway? And they have like the main door to get in. And then the other door was a door that led up to your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's really hot or really cold, they'll use that entrance because it's such a small little restaurant. And so it doesn't let in all the colder, hot air. So she saw a woman standing there and she was in white and she saw her. She's like, were you just standing there and you weren't wearing those clothes? And Cheryl's like, what are you talking about?
You weren't wearing those clothes.
Because she said, I just saw a woman standing there and she was wearing white. Where did she go? And Cheryl's like, there's no woman. Because she couldn't have gone upstairs. And she definitely didn't go into the restaurant. And there was no woman. But the woman pulled up middle of the day. I mean, to the point, like she asked Cheryl if that was her. So yes, restaurants can definitely be haunted.
But, they definitely can be.
But if you worked in a haunted chain restaurant, please write in. You can do that anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You know what place I think is really haunted that I could not go into like after they closed?
What?
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh, yeah. Just because those things might accidentally turn on.
What if they just start going, right?
They just look too terrifying to even bring children around. And I know
they're scary anyway, but could you imagine like at night by yourself?
I haven't been in a Chuck E. Cheese for so long that I don't know if they still have the weird band like they used to.
I don't know, but that would be frightening.
Okay, so this is about a restaurant that has a haunting. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Hi, I'm calling tonight. I just want to say how much I love you guys' podcast. I listen to it when I'm driving, which is a lot. But I've got a story I've been wanting to call in for a while now. I live in Georgia, in South Georgia. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I worked at a old hotel. Well, it was still used as a hotel, but it had been a hotel for years. Before that, it had been a doctor had built the house, a house on the property there for his wife and children. It had been a boarding house at one time. And about 20 years ago, our town reopened it, remodeled it, made it into a bed and breakfast. So I was working at this bed and breakfast, and I had heard, you know, I had heard some stories of the place being haunted, this, that, and the other, and I was a believer in the paranormal, and I kind of, you know, was on the fence, like, I kind of want to see something, but I kind of don't. Well, we started remodeling a little bit of the, I think it was in the kitchen area, and as soon as we did, things started happening that hadn't happened in years. I'm pretty sure that it had been years since there had been paranormal activity, and then we started remodeling the kitchen and it's all started. Well, a couple of things happened, but I always kind of, you could write them off, like, you know, it was out of the corner of my eye. Did that really happen? You know, I could always write it off. But there was this one night that there was no more writing it off because we got it on camera. So we never stayed there. We were only open for lunchtime. So by 3 or 4 o'clock every day, the kitchen staff and the wait staff would be gone, and the only people there would be the people that cleaned, which was just a couple of people. And so the wait staff never stayed, but we had it was the holiday season, and we were having a party, and we were having to get ready for the next day. So it was about 10 o'clock at night, and we were in there rolling silverware. We couldn't leave until all the silverware was rolled, and me and one of my coworkers were cutting up with each other and back there gossiping and whatnot. And all of a sudden, we heard something at the front of the building, just a loud bang, you know. And we joked, oh, that's Miss Ollie. They called the ghost, the people that had been for years, they called her. It was a boarding house. There was a lady named Miss Ollie that lived there as a full resident, and they just liked to say it was Miss Ollie. So, you know, we kind of nervous laughed it off, but we kept talking. When my friend went back up to his station at the front, the iPad, which was suction cup down, you know, because you have to flip them back and forth for your customers to sign, almost like at a coffee shop. So, you know, it's got a lot of suction there to it to keep that piece of expensive equipment from falling over, being handled so much. Well, the iPad was on the ground. And he said, Hannah, like, what is going on here? This iPad was over here all the way, halfway, you know, thrown through the office. And it still didn't really hit me at what he was, you know, how far the iPad had flown at that point. But I kind of, you know, had a weird feeling. And again, I just laughed it off. And I think even out loud said, oh, this is Ollie. Well, when our manager walked back through, we told her, and she was not the nicest person in the world, and she was just pissed that our most expensive piece of equipment had been thrown on the ground, you know, as a joke or whatever. Well, she said, I'm about to watch the video, and I was like, let's watch that video because I'm really, you know, curious as to what it is. So at 10, the video recorded in 10-minute intervals. And at 10:10, the iPad was on the ground. So we wound it back at 10 o'clock, and there was two of us, and we kind of just stood over her shoulder watching. And about 10:08, I'll never forget it, or 10:09, you could just see the suction cups just like somebody had just popped them, and then that iPad absolutely flew, I mean, with all the force you could imagine behind it across the room. And so every hair on my body stood up. I've never been so freaked out, scared, you know, just this feeling of just weirdness was all over me. And we didn't even turn out the lights that night. We all left and just left the building. And I had been moved out from my parents' house for 10 years. I had been living on my own for 10 years, but that night I went straight to their house for the night. I wouldn't even go home. I was so unnerved. I did continue working there. I had a few more experiences that actually it hid something from us one time and got all the girls that worked together into an argument. And to this day, I have no idea where what we were all looking for is, and you know, where did it put it? Like, we looked, you know, under everything. We looked in every possible place that it was a sign that. For the sign to see where it had gone, and it never showed back up. I do feel like it was not Miss Ollie. I feel like whatever it was angry. There was a lot of energy to have thrown the iPad like it was thrown. I definitely think it was a poltergeist. And anyway, so that's my story. I love the show again. I'm saying that again. I hope I get to hear this later. I know it'll take a while, but hopefully I'm still listening. I'm sure I will be. All right, take care.
So that one will give me nightmares, and I'll tell you why. I'm okay. Going to think about rolling silverware. That's going to, the rolling silverware part. Well, oh my God, I rolled so much silverware back in the day. But as she was telling that story, I was like, it was like everyone acknowledged there was a ghost there, and they called her Miss Ollie, and they, like, she's kind and mm-hmm. nothing scary. But that felt scary. So at the end, when she said something about it being a poltergeist, I'm like, I'm with her. It was something darker.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something darker. I mean, if you won't even go to your own home, you're going to go sleep with your mom and dad's house. There's something super dark.
And especially having it verified, because they heard it. They're just rolling mm-hmm. silverware, and they heard it. And then they get up and find it like way over there. There's no way. There's, you know, it's secured.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just going to fall off. It's secured, but it didn't just fall off. It shot across the room. Sounded like, the way she described it, very forcefully.
Well, I'm glad it was on. They caught it so that they were able to see it. And the boss isn't just like, you guys were goofing and you broke an iPod and you got an iPad and now you got to pay for it or something, you know? But she did say that there was another time that something got lost or was they couldn't find, and it caused a rift with people. Don't you think that, you know, I tease sometimes when I talk about ghosts that cause mischief, right? Poltergeist or whatever. And they're causing these mischiefs and between people causing these rifts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can sense that they're moving objects, like the iPad has moved. The whatever was missing is gone.
But the iPad didn't feel like mischief. It felt like it was really trying to get someone's attention because it was angrier.
Yeah. To the point, like I said, they just left and left the lights on.
Right.
And she went to her mom and dad's house.
She's scared. She's really scared, especially when you have it confirmed on video. It's like, shit.
To have it on video, though, it's awesome that you were actually able to catch this thing.
Yeah, we had one the other day that we talked about, a haunted grocery store, and mm-hmm. the guy saw the oatmeal flying.
A very similar thing.
Oatmeal shouldn't be flying. iPads should not fly across the room. What's causing it?
Why the iPad? Like, the iPad, I'm sure there were a bunch of other things around there.
the one expensive thing. It could have been shooting ink pens across the room, but it took the expensive thing.
But just one thing.
The purpose was accomplished. It got everybody's attention.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good one. Her accent was so adorable.
She was a good storyteller, too.
She was so cute. I just love that
accent. So good. Yeah.
Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.